This is Triple M Aussie, it's Becco, and I got a great surprise a few days ago hearing that Something for Kate are back with some brand new music. In fact, it's been 8 years since Leave Your Soul to Science, and there's obviously an album on the way. I've got Paul Dempsey on the phone. G'day, Paul. How's it going?
I'm good, Becco. How are you?
Yeah, doing well. And how are you? Because it's a really weird time right now. It's weird to be in music and trying to figure out where you stand.
That's right. I mean, look, it's weird to be anyone doing anything.
Yeah.
We're all in the same boat, aren't we? It's just, you know, it's a strange time. And, you know, we've been working on this for a really long time towards getting new stuff out there. And this certainly isn't how we thought things would be. But at least, you know, music still feels like a welcome escape for a lot of people out there. So it still felt right to put new stuff out there and just share something with people. So I'm glad it's finally out.
I think it's a great time to release music because so many people are just stuck searching for recommendations, searching for songs to sample. And of course, you know, with an album on the way, there'll be a whole lot of people excited about Something for Kate. In fact, the seventh album, is it in the can? Is it all done?
Yeah, we finished it late last year. So it's funny, you know, because it was finished late last year. It was titled late last year, which, you know, I'm not going to share with you today, but I think when people hear the title, it's going to have a certain ring to it. Yeah, you know, a lot of the songs on the record are all kind of, you know, before all this the virus stuff happened, I mean, the world was already heading in a pretty strange direction. So a lot of the songs on the album now sort of feel, especially with what's happening now, they feel sort of prescient.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, look, no one could have known that we were all going to be in isolation the way we are. It's funny, you know, people are going to hear the album through this lens now, you know, everything is sort of different now through the lens of what's happening. So it's even strange for us. Our own album feels different to us now.
Well, certainly when I, you know, saw the title of the single, Situation Room, I was straight away thinking, did they write this song last week? How did they do that?
That's the thing. And, you know, we're not the only ones. I'm sure there's a whole lot of people putting out music that now it's taken on a different meaning.
Yeah.
You know, obviously when we wrote Situation Room, we couldn't have known about this, but you know, it is a song about, you know, you think everything's traveling along and you think you are mitigating disasters and you think you're avoiding all the pitfalls that, and then suddenly life throws you a curveball. The song is almost a celebration of that moment where you just have to throw your hands up and go, wow, I didn't see this coming.
So,
you know, and you know, that's a fairly universal theme. You can write, you know, songs like that have been written forever. That kind of theme of like, wow, you know, I just didn't expect this. But still, it just, with the current situation, it just takes on a whole other level of meaning.
And it always comes from a trigger or a moment, sometimes an accident. About 2 years ago, you guys started working on this, right? So what was the moment?
I guess when I started writing the lyrics, I was just sort of following along this thread of this person who is, you know, outlining all the ways that they avoid trouble. But then by the time they get to the chorus, it's like that there's this one thing they just can never seem to get a handle on. So yeah, I was really just following a thread, you know. It was like this, like a person who's almost an expert at avoiding disaster.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
even someone like that can't avoid this one inevitable thing that comes along and knocks them for six.
And the album was recorded in a few different locations. So the first one was Byron Bay, is that right, at Bernard Fanning's place?
Yeah, that's right. So Bernard and Nick Dedea, who Nick Dedea produced the record with us, and he's an American engineer, producer who lives out here now, and he had, you know, worked on heaps of records that we love, including a few Powderfinger records.
Yeah, yeah.
He's also worked with like Bruce Springsteen and even like really heavier stuff bands like Mastodon that, you know, that I'm a fan of. And
cool.
So he's a really interesting mix of stuff. So we were keen to work with him, and the studio that him and Bernard have built together in Byron is just beautiful. It was a great place to work. So we recorded there, and then we took off to Canada to mix it. So a few different places.
Paul Dempsey, it's great to chat to you. We can't wait to hear the rest of the album when it does come out a bit later on this year. Can't wait to hear the album name as well. I know it's going to probably make me laugh in a dark way. But look, we're very excited about Something for Kate to be back in 2020.
Oh, thanks, Becco. Thanks for having me.